Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, May 27th, 2024, through Friday, May 31st, 2024. Monday, May 27th, 2024. Final defendant sentenced in $65 million TRICARE fraud. Joshua Morgan, a former U.S. Marine, and Kyle Adams, a former Navy sailor, were sentenced to 21 months and 15 months respectively and ordered to pay millions in restitution and forfeit the fruits of their criminal activity. Morgan and Adams admitted that they recruited fellow service members and their dependents to receive expensive prescription compound drugs, while others in the conspiracy wrote bogus prescriptions and filled out duplicitous paperwork to process fraudulent insurance reimbursements, resulting in at least $65 million in losses to TRICARE. Both the defendants were working for Jimmy and Ashley Collins, a married couple living in Birchwood, Tennessee, who quarterbacked the scheme. Jimmy Collins received a 10-year prison sentence. Ashley Collins was sentenced to 18 months in home confinement. To account for all the fraud, the couple was ordered to pay $65,679,512.71 in restitution to the Defense Health Agency and TRICARE. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, May 28, 2024. Former president and head bookkeeper of moving company convicted of multi-million dollar payroll tax fraud scheme. Joseph Eugene LeMay, a.k.a. Gene LeMay, and Joel Lingott were found guilty for their roles in a criminal tax conspiracy. LeMay is the former president of a company that provides moving and storage services, Company One, and Lingott is Company One's head bookkeeper. LeMay and Lingott conspired to perpetrate a long-running scheme to evade more than approximately $7.7 million in federal payroll taxes owed by Company One and affiliated companies to the Internal Revenue Service. The defendants were found guilty following a two-week trial before U.S. District Judge Mary K. Viscosel. According to the allegations in the indictment, the criminal complaint previously filed against Lingott and the evidence at trial, from in or about 2010 through in or about December 2016, LeMay and other co-conspirators perpetrated a scheme to defraud the U.S. government of payroll and income taxes due and owing to the IRS by Company One and affiliated companies. As part of the criminal scheme, LeMay, Lingott, and their co-conspirators created front companies nominally owned by close associates or family members of LeMay or others at Company One, assigned on paper only, foremen and movers working for Company One to the sham companies, and fraudulently made it appear that the sham companies were independent contractors, including by creating fake invoices through which the sham companies purportedly billed Company One for labor. Because the co-conspirators frequently made it appear that the labor was performed by independent contractors, Company One was able to deduct the cost of labor as an expense on its tax returns without withholding or paying over any payroll taxes to the IRS. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, May 29, 2024. Bronx tax preparer charged with filing tens of thousands of false tax returns causing over $100 million in fraudulent tax losses. Rafael Alvarez, a.k.a. The Magician, was charged with conspiracy to defraud the United States and aiding and abetting the filing of false federal tax returns, attempting to interfere with the administration of the internal revenue laws, making false statements, and aggravated identity theft. The charges arise from Alvarez's alleged orchestration of a wide-ranging scheme to file tens of thousands of federal individual income tax returns that included false information designed to fraudulently reduce the individual's tax burden and to make false statements to the IRS. As alleged in the indictment, unsealed in Manhattan federal court and court filings, from at least in or about 2010 up to and including in or about 2020, Rafael Alvarez was the CEO, owner, and manager of ATAX New York, LLC, also doing business as ATAX New York Marble Hill, ATAX Marble Hill, ATAX Marble Hill, New York, and ATAX Corporation. ATAX was a high-volume tax preparation company located in the Bronx, which prepared approximately 90,000 federal income tax returns for its customers during this period. Alvarez oversaw a sweeping fraudulent scheme whereby he and his employees submitted false information to the IRS in ATAX customer tax returns. The false information, which included, among other things, bogus itemized tax deductions, made-up capital losses, phony business expenses, and fraudulent tax credits, served to fraudulently reduce the customer's tax liability and increase the customer's tax refunds from the IRS. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, May 30th, 2024. Virginia-based defense contractor pleads guilty to bribery conspiracy involving government contracts worth more than $100 million. Cambridge International Systems, Inc., a defense contractor headquartered in Arlington, Virginia, pleaded guilty, admitting that it participated in a bribery scheme with the company's former executive vice president, Russell Thurston, and former Naval Information Warfare Center employee, James Soriano, among others. According to Cambridge's plea deal, the company, acting through Thurston and an unnamed employee, gave various things of value to Soriano, including jobs for Soriano's family and friends, meals, and a ticket to the 2018 Major League Baseball All-Star Game held at National Park in Washington, D.C. One of the friends hired by Cambridge, Liberty Gutierrez, was giving Soriano $2,000 a month from her Cambridge salary, according to Gutierrez's plea agreement. In return, Soriano, acting in his position as a contracting officer's representative at Naval Information Warfare Center, ensured that Cambridge was awarded two large task orders. Soriano further ensured Cambridge was able to capture a steady stream of government funds by approving various projects on the task orders after they were awarded the contract, including more than 70 projects on one of the task orders. As a result of the conspiracy, the government obligated more than $32 million in one of the task orders and over $100 million on the other. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, May 31st, 2024. Two brothers arrested for attacking Ethereum blockchain and stealing $25 million in cryptocurrency. Anton Pereir Bueno and James Pereir Bueno were charged in an unsealed indictment with conspiracy to commit wire fraud, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. The charges in the indictment arise from an alleged novel scheme by the defendants to exploit the very integrity of the Ethereum blockchain to fraudulently obtain approximately $25 million worth of cryptocurrency within approximately 12 seconds. As alleged in the indictment, Anton and James are brothers who studied mathematics and computer science at one of the most prestigious universities in the country. Using the specialized skills developed during their education, as well as their expertise in crypto trading, Anton and James exploited the very integrity of the Ethereum blockchain in order to fraudulently obtain approximately $25 million worth of cryptocurrency from victim cryptocurrency traders, the exploit. Through the exploit, which is believed to be the very first of its kind, Anton and James allegedly manipulated and tampered with the process and protocols by which transactions are validated and added to the Ethereum blockchain. In doing so, they fraudulently gain access to pending private transactions and use that access to alter certain transactions and obtain their victim's cryptocurrency. They rejected requests to return the stolen cryptocurrency and took numerous steps to hide their ill-gotten gains. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.